Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be studying together Bamidbar Aliyah Beis, the second Aliyah in Bamidbar. Our Aliyah is quite a long one. It has 35 psukim in total, running from Pasuk Chof all the way to Nun Dalad in the first parak of Bamidbar. And the main point is the numbers of each tribe. So Moshe Rabbeinu has been commanded to count Bnei Yisrael, and now he does count Bnei Yisrael. We hear the sum total of each of the tribes in the following order. Reuven is 64,500. Shimon has 59,300. Gad has 45,600. Yehuda has 74,600. Yisachar has 54,400. Zebulun has 57,400. Ephraim has 40,500. Manasseh has 32,200. Benjamin has 35,400. Dan has 62,700. Asher has 41,500. And Naphtali has 53,400. Notably, the biggest Shevet that we notice is Yehuda with 74,000+, and the smallest Shevet is Menashe with 32,000 and change. And the total of Bnei Yisrael of men above the age of 20 is 603,550. Men, and it's told to us that the Levium are not counted as part of this count. A few basic points to ponder over here. What is the order of this Aliyah? If you notice carefully, this is not the same order as when describing the Nesiim in the first Aliyah as well. So it seems to me is a precursor to the Degadim, to the different camps and flags that will be established. So it is based on that order in those groups of three rather than just in birth order of the Shvatim. You'll notice, interestingly enough, in order that Ephraim precedes Menashe among the children of Yosef. Why is that the case? So the Rabban explains, because Ephraim was put first in the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. Also, you'll notice that Ephraim is more numerous at this point in time than Menashe. So in that camp, there he is placed ahead of Menashe. It is worthwhile noting, as the Rambam points out, that in Parshas Pinchas, when they are at Arvos Moav, almost 40 years later, as they're about to enter into Israel, when again they are counted, at that point in time, Menashe is placed first, and that's because he's more numerous then. It is well worth noting that there's a very beautiful thesis of the Ha'im Ekdav of Rav Natali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who makes this point both in his Hakdama to Sefer Bamidbar and also in a number of places in Parshas Vayechi, that the parallel of the switch of Ephraim and Menashe should be seen as the switching of the hands of Yaakov Avinu of Ephraim and Menashe. And the relevance of that is that when Yaakov Avinu switched his hands, the Chaim Ekdavar points out, Ki Menashe Bechor, it was because Menashe was the oldest. Why is that a reason why Yaakov switched his hands? That should be a reason he should not switch his hands. So the Chaim Ekdavar points out that, metaphorically speaking, he only switched his hands, not the feet. He did not ask Menashe to stand to his left. He asked Menashe to carry on standing to his right, yet he put his right hand on Ephraim. The hands are associated with creativity and intellect. The feet are associated with mundane work and regilus, regular habituation. Therefore, what he wanted was, he understood that Menashe, who had already been trained as the secondary agent for Yosef in the political sphere, Ephraim, who was studying Torah with Yaakov, he understood that Menashe would be a physical, material leader in this world. Ephraim would be a spiritual leader. That being the case, he kept Menashe on the ground. His feet were on the right because he would be the material leader, and Ephraim would be the spiritual leader represented by the hands. Therefore, he switched his hands. Sikeli Zodav Ki Menashe Bechor, because Menashe still remained the firstborn when it came to material leadership. The same thing happens over here, argues the Netziv, that ultimately, when they're about to enter into the desert, the Dor Dea, a time of spiritual high, a time where people were able to contemplate and meditate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ephraim goes first. When they're about to enter the land of Israel, which is more of a material proposition, where it's more complex, one has to have an army, one has to have a political government, one has to farm the fields, in such a situation, Menashe goes first as well. That's the switch which is relevant to notice. Why is it that Levi is not included in the count? Rashi points out two reasons at the end of the Aliyah, and that is, number one, he is the legion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Legion Shel Melech. That means to say he is doing the service of God as the Pasuk describes, therefore he's not counted. Number two is he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in the future all those who are counted from 10-20 and upwards will perish in the Midbar because of the future sin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Levi to be included in that count, and hence also that punishment as well. With this, we close the second Aliyah in Bamidbar. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.